Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Fill It Up. This is your girl Rochelle, and I'm here again to bring you some great content on American philosophy. So let's get things started. I wanted to first ask if anyone has ever heard the term Yankee mercantile prosperity. I mean, some of you may have and others may not have heard this term before. I most certainly never heard this term until I came across it in my lecture. And no, when one speaks of Yankee mercantilism or mercantile prosperity, they are referring to the wealth that the Puritans were able to amass for themselves during the 17th century, so much so that England felt it was necessary to tax them because England still considered the Puritans as, you know, her subjects. Now, an important question to ask here is, how were they able to make so much money for themselves? And the answer lies in their work ethic. You see, the Puritans, they worked very hard because they believed that this made them favorable in God's eye. And so, from their hard work, such as trading and agriculture, they were able to reap substantial profits from it. Now, after learning this, my brain began, you know, ticking, and then it hit me that this was what the sociologist Max Weber was explaining in his 1904 book titled The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism. In essence, what Weber was really saying is that capitalism, which is based on the desire to make profit at whatever cost, was truly influenced by the beliefs of Protestants like the Puritans themselves, who, as I mentioned earlier, believe that working hard and earning a lot from it, even if it means living very simple lives to achieve this. And this was how the Puritans chose their life, to live it very simple. But things get even more engrossing here as I started to realize that this system of capitalism, based on Weber's reasoning, does have its roots in religion. But does modern day capitalism in the US has that pure intent as it did with the Puritans in the 17th century? I think most of us would say no, as we have seen where capitalism has taken a very selfish and exploitative nature. Furthermore, America has become the face of capitalism, and they have tried to destabilize countries like Cuba, Grenada, and Jamaica, who have considered implementing either a communist or a social democratic-led economy. Anyways, what this is all saying is that since religion was a foundation for American society and capitalism has its roots in religion, then capitalism became very important to the American people, and it still is today. And we see this because the US makes every effort to stamp its local franchises like KFC, Burger King, Payless, and Western Union all over the world. Alright guys, so that's where I leave you today. And I want to thank you for joining me. And again, I hope you found my 2 cents insightful. Until next time, fill it up.